Senator / Congressman, Washington, D.C., regarding imminent violent conflict in Iraq, executive branch funding without congressional approval, dated Monday, October the 29th, 1990, written by Z. Charnow. What matters most changes. Please read the enclosed report from a responsible journalist and responsible publication, despite any bias. This letter is being sent to every member of Congress and many others. We are asking Congress to stay in session. We are asking Congress to use this subject as the agenda. Don't allow another Vietnam Plus. Take what action you can. Exert what influence you can upon Israel. Exert what influence you can upon the administration. There are some fundamental forces of corruption at work. If you want to remain in office, act on this. See Bulletin of THRO. Look at the clandestine sources of funding the administration is getting. For example, the savings and loan funds directed overseas, covered by federal insurance, ultimately in the hundreds of billions, if not the trillion-dollar level. Read Peter Bruton's reports in the Houston Post from February. Look at the link between the intelligence services and organized crime. See accompanying data from the Christic Institute. Some of the roots of some of the most serious issues of corruption go back to events during the Eisenhower administration, the 5412 and immediately preceding acts of Congress. More recently, this coupled with the deregulation of the savings and loan industry. Politicians rightly fear two things with shifting emphasis. One, not being in office, and two, death. Both of these issues are at hand. Please note the recent thrust of THRO. This is a benevolent forewarning. By the time you receive this letter, the author will have left the country for apparent reasons. Anonymous. Code for recontact? PA. P.S. Why would the administration need a source of funding exempt from congressional control? The answer to that question is all important. This second letter was written to a number of ministers in different countries worldwide. And this first one is to Joe Clark, Minister of External Affairs, Ministry, External Affairs and International Trade in Canada. This was written, along with the other letters that were written at the same time, Monday, December the 31st, 1990, by Z. Charnow. The address for Joe Clark, 125 Sussex Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0G2, 613-996-9134 was the phone. Regarding participation in UN multinational force in Saudi Arabia, defense of forces against fuel air bombs, bacterial and chemical weapons, and or nuclear weapons. Gentlemen, please find enclosed data which may be urgent with respect to the defense of your armed forces as part of the UN multinational forces in Saudi Arabia. We have noted the return of U.S. airmen on leave at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada on the 27th of December for possible deployment on or about January the 2nd, 1991. We are directing this data to the 10 member nations participating in the multinational forces about which we presently know. Please advise us if you have the full list of nations participating by return fax. We would want to advise or assist each and every nation participating. Concerned regards, Z.P. Charnow, Chief Executive Officer, Domain Ecodynamic Research Foundation. Often those who bear the consequences don't have the authority. Those who have the authority don't bear the consequences. We address those who have the authority to care about those who bear the consequences. The armed forces on site in Saudi Arabia are the target for fuel air bombs, chemical weapons, biological weapons, and nuclear weapons. What can we do? Fuel air bombs use a fuel with a molecular weight and density that will displace and fill the atmosphere at ground level. If this is ignited, all in its path will burn. Sealed tanks will become ovens. Is there a defense? Yes, we offer advice and or assistance. The backfilling of the same volume of the atmosphere with even higher density gases, which are able to displace the fuel gases alternatively, the preemptive flooding and holding of the volume of space with such displacing gases, for example, balloons, inflated shield, tethered film clouds. Certain formulas of long-life vinyl with UV inhibitors and antioxidants with highly reflective metal vapor members could achieve not only this, but also be a form of camouflage and a shield from excess heat, blowing sand, winds, etc. Such inflated structures are described in patents by Charnot, filed in the 70s. Even some responsive, explosive backfilling is possible with displacing gases. This can constitute some defense against fuel air bombs, chemical weapons, and biological weapons. Substances such as clinoptilolite of certain formulations absorb odors even. This can help against chemical weapons and biological weapons. Nuclear detonations release radiation, which is limited in consequences, firstly by shortness of duration, time, secondly, distance, space, thirdly, by shielding. The shielding is from alpha particles, 4 nucleons, or 2, beta radiation, high energy electrons, 3, gamma electromagnetic radiation. Some shielding can be from cathodic bias, electron surplus mirrors, increasing their reflectivity. Some shielding can be from dense elements or compounds, for example, iridium, osmium, or lead, and barium sulfate. Force-time distributing structures can help. Ideally, human life should be enfolded or encapsulated, even as is being done in the specially sealed M1 tanks. However, carbon dioxide uptake, oxygen release, or generation, humidity, or water cycling, all achieved by plant life similar to the findings of NASA for astronauts, is useful. We at Domain Ecodynamics are devoted to the sustaining and support of life, whether the harshness, hostility, or obstruction is pollution, changing weather, or war. We deploy certain strategies which involve a ratio of human life to other life forms upon which human life is dependent. This ratio is deployed in a locally self-reliant manner. Please use our know-how to preserve life, to sustain life, to grant the opportunity of life to a greater number for a greater while. Perhaps within that extended span of opportunity, the foundation of peace, the technologies of peace will be learned. Obviously, these issues have great urgency. On this account, we make it possible to contact us immediately. If you are responsive, we can supply more details and other life-supporting techniques.